The Conference Committee on House Justice Appropriations and Senate Criminal and Civil Justice Appropriations will now come to order. The administrative assistants will please call the roll.
Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Altman?
Here.
Senator Clemens? Senator Diaz de la Portilla? Senator Evers?
Here.
Senator Joyner?
Here.
Senator at large, Senator Gardner? Senator Margolis? Senator Richter? Senator Smith? Senator Thrasher, Representatives McBurney,
here.
Campbell,
here.
Cummings,
here.
Dudley,
here.
Grant,
here.
Jones,
here.
Kerner,
here.
La Rosa,
here.
Mayfield,
here.
Metz,
here.
Pilon,
yes.
House at Large, Representatives Baxley, Coley,
yes.
Gibbons, Gonzalez, Holder, O'Toole, Roussan,
here.
Schenck, Thurston, Waldman, Williams, Workman, Young. A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. All right, members, we have some offers that are ready to be tendered. There are, as I understand, two offers from the Senate. One as to the implementing bill and the other as to the budget. And with that, I will recognize Senator Bradley. Senator Bradley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's a lot of orange on these pages. We are really almost there. And I repeat what I said earlier. I really appreciate all the hard work that our friends in the House have done. And we're trying to match that hard work and come to an agreement. And I think that we are over 90% of the way there. And so you're correct that not only do we have the spreadsheet with the offer, but also the implementing bill offer as well. And I know we had brief conversations, Mr. Chairman, but we look forward to getting with our friends in the House tomorrow at a time that is convenient for both. And with that, I was going to turn it over to Mr. Sadbury.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Moving into Senate offer number two, as Tony mentioned earlier this evening, there was a cross subcommittee lines jurisdiction as far as a allocation associated with the IT issues. And so in this Senate offer two, you'll see a lot of changes that line up with the House associated with the IT and the data center funding issues. So I won't go through the detail, any kind of detail, but the Senate offer does pick up those House issues from their last offer. But moving into the Department of Corrections, the first line is from a change, is line 12 of the health services. There's no change in policy. I think everyone knows this is an issue that will be bumped, and it just, we had to make a change in order from a balancing issue, but no change in policy. The next issue in the department is line 19, electronic monitoring. The Senate offer would go to the House position. And as far as the funding, the breakout of the $3 million for electronic monitoring would be that the Senate would offer to fund the 6 work release centers that were currently outsourced this fiscal year, and also provide electronic monitoring for 1 state-operated facility, and the remaining funds would be allocated to the community corrections for their regular supervision of individuals in the, on the community side, community program. Moving down line 27 and 28 are some technical issues. Lines 31, 37 are some local funding issues that the Senate would go to the House position. Line 39, there's a slight reduction in the increased funding for community correction substance abuse. The Senate proposal would provide $2.2 million, total GR, $2 million in recurring, and a little less than $230,000 in non-recurring for treatment services. Lines 42 and 43, the Senate would go to the House position on those two particular issues. Moving into the Justice Administrative Commissions, lines 53 through 54B are technical issues and data center issues that the Senate would go to the House position. And lines 58 same issue, data center issue, line 62. The Senate would provide $100,000 in recurring GR for the legal representation of dependent children with disabilities. Moving into the guardian item, 69 lines, 69, 70, 74, 75, 76 are clearly technical data center issues. Based on Senate's staff haste on line 113A, we should have offered the went to the House position of the two positions and $205,000. We'll pick that issue up on the next pass. Also, backing up to line 113, the Senate would go to the House position on some replacement vehicles in the public defender's budget entity. Moving to page 3, line 155A, the Senate would go to the House position on the cross-circuit representation pilot program. Moving to the bottom of the page and moving into the Department of Juvenile Justice, line 183, the Senate offer would go to the Senate position of a little over $2 million reduction in their residential bed programs. Line 186, the Senate would propose a $10 million reduction in their shared county detention trust fund based on the $10 million new recurring GR. Line 188, the Senate would go to the House position on that particular issue. Still, turn to page 4, still in the Department of Juvenile Justice. Lines 190, 192, the Senate would go to the House position on those particular two particular issues. Line 200, again, the Senate would go to the House position on that particular issue. Moving into the Department of Law Enforcement, lines 227, 228, the Senate would propose going to the House position on those two particular issues. And also, as I mentioned, as an oversight, line 229, the Senate offer two should have had funded $47,000 for the anti-synthetic designer drug initiative. Moving into the Department of Legal Affairs, line 258, the Senate would propose $750,000 in non-recurring GR for the Urban League Youth Consortium. The next issue there on line 262, the Senate would match the House offer on the Teachers Law School. Moving into, on page 5, moving into the courts, another oversight on line 300A, the Senate should have picked up the $65,000 for the courthouse furnishings. With that, Mr. Chairman, that completes Senate offer number 2.
Oh, we got the
On line 295, the certification of additional judgeships, the Senate would match the House on providing the certification for the DCA judges. And that concludes Senate offer number 2.
Okay, Senator, I understand that while we're on your side, that there is also an offer, an initial offer on the implementing bill.
Yes, we'll quickly go through that, Mr. Sudbury.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A total of there are only 6 implementing bill provisions. The first issue, the DOC CGIC budget amendment. This is a piece of implementing bill language that we have every year. We carry forward. It's both identical in the House and Senate. Also, the second item, the Department of Legal Affairs. This is also identical issues in both House and Senate implementing bills. On the municipalities repay of the general fund, the Senate would propose to go to the House position and picking its position up, this piece of language, and up in the implementing bill. The next issue there, the DJJ Medicare rates, this is an issue that's also identical in both Senate and House implementing bills. The next issue, the county Article 5 requirements, the Senate would propose to continue to hold on their position of not providing that 1.5% relief from funding of county-funded projects. And the last issue is a new provision that the Senate is offering, is to allow the state courts and the Chief Justice to come to the legislature to request a budget amendment to ask for a trust fund loan in case the state court trust revenue trust fund has a shortfall. That concludes Senate offer number one on the implementing bill.
Thank you, Mr. Sadbury. And I also just want to mention before we get into our offer that I appreciate the hard work that the Senate has done, and you in particular, Mr. Chairman, along with the spirit of cooperation and goodwill. And I want you to know it is very, very much appreciated on our side. And with that, I will defer to Mr. Lloyd to provide our initial offer concerning Proviso. Mr. Lloyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the document that's titled Proviso House Offer Number One, at the top, for orientation purposes, you will see House Bill 5001 and on the left, and Senate Bill 1500 on the right. What we do is go through the proviso by department. There are line items to the far left, and in between you'll see the words identical, different. Well, that's just done a word search to see, so you can very quickly see if we're matching on that proviso or if they are different. A lot of times the difference is a comma or a space or one small technical adjustment, so when you see different, it doesn't always mean that it's radically different. And on the far right, our first offer is, you'll see titled either take the House position. When we say something like House modified, what we're saying is we're very close, and modified allows staff to sit here in the next few hours, and if there's slight differences, to try to work those things out and come back. And then there will also be, obviously, in that same case, Senate modified. And then there are a handful of issues that we and they may clear up based on this last spreadsheet offer, but there are items that we will put budget out to the side, which really comes down to a budget decision where one side has it and the other one doesn't, and we'll get clear on that. So if you would like, we could read through 37 pages of text. I'm prepared to do that. All right, sir. But that's the House offer.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd, for that offer of brevity. Okay, couple of things. First of all, Representative Metz moves that staff be allowed to make whatever technical adjustments are necessary. Without objection, that motion is adopted. Secondly, I think we're at a point where we will be meeting. We will be meeting again, obviously. Hopefully around the lunch period, but in any event, I would ask that members keep on top of their emails for the one-hour notice. And with that, Representative Coley moves we rise.